Sometime last year, Jane O'Leary got in touch with me about writing a piece for one of these up close with music concerts that Concord have been doing for their 35th anniversary. And she was just asking for some a fairly small piece, I think, and it was quite open between one and three instruments, I think she'd said at the time. And well, firstly, I mean, I was really delighted to have Jane ask me because it's been a while since I worked with Concord, and I was really flattered, I guess, to be asked to do something for their 35th anniversary because they were really great to me when I was starting out composing when I was still living in Dublin, and the first performances of any music of mine at all were by Concord back in those days when I was studying at the DIT. So I'm always grateful to Jane for those early opportunities, and they were really invaluable to me. So it was nice to be able to, give something back as a gift, I guess, as a way. The piece is dedicated to Jane, actually, as it happens. In the end, I wrote a piece, a solo cello piece in the end, because I wanted to write something as a response to an exhibition that's actually taking place in the Gallery of Photography in Temple Bar, where the piece is going to be premiered on Sunday, 22nd. I went in there last year, or earlier on this year, maybe, to just check out the space. And I'd been in there a few years ago, but it had been a while. So I had a look around, and then I found out that there was going to be an exhibition of photographs by the late Evelyn Hoffer. And I actually really liked her photographs. And I thought about I was going to do the piece as a kind of response, or in a loose way, inspired by one of her photos. But then I actually started to look at some more of her photos as well. And she'd done a series of photographs that she took in Dublin in 1966. And I've taken five of those photographs as starting points for five short pieces. So actually, the piece is called Five Hoffer Photographs. So it'll be nice, I think, I hope, to have the piece premiered in that environment where those actual photographs will be on display. And I think that the piece is performed twice in the day, so people can go and have a look at them. I mean, I hope the piece stands up on its own as a set of short pieces for solo cello as well. But in this context, I think it might be nice to be surrounded, as it were, by those pieces. I've actually written pieces that are the site specific in the past, and I thought actually even about using because the Gallery of Photography is a lovely space in the middle of Temple Bar with a couple of different levels and little hidden bits and a gangway that goes across the top, and it sounds great. But in the end, there was something about the directness actually and the intimacy of those photographs because they're mostly portraits, so just head-on photographs of people's faces that was very immediate, and I wanted to be able to get that intimacy as well. So that's why I actually decided on a solo cello in the end. So in terms of the space isn't physically used in the piece, but I really had it very much in mind when writing, yeah.